Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As the poll question is sitting dead middle 50-50, who do you believe on who called the plays in the second half, Hugh Douglas or Nick Sirianni? Can't believe this thing is 50-50.
I make a compelling argument.
Well,
because
I think people
it was
like
different.
Your story. They it want
was
it to
different.
Be true.
Okay, the story might be a lot. The story might
know.
Be a little over the top.
I know.
And I might have embellished that a little
we
bit.
We all know.
And I'm not calling for Kevin Petito to lose his job.
No, you're just emasculating him.
I'm not doing that, Joe. You make it sound so bad. No, every now and then, you
Game
know, you get overwhelmed.
Game 3 of his tenure, he
lost
play
He might as well
calling.
Be calling for his job.
No,
if the guy has to get stripped of play calling
no.
Just cut
two
his
and a half
legs
games,
out.
Then
right
what's the
sometimes
point?
You got to take a few steps back to go a few more steps forward. That's
now,
it.
Tell me what the point of him is, then.
What you mean?
Just let Jalen call the play.
Tell
no,
me what the point
no.
of him is.
See,
you know exactly
it was
I mean.
The moment. That moment was just a lot. And it was like, okay, Kev. We got this. Don't worry about it. You'll be back in play.
The moment is a lot. The moment meaning
well,
calling plays
I don't
like
know.
His job.
See, I'm trying to say it in a nice way. I don't know how to not
about?
Say it, you know, without being like mean.
So you know the problem.
Well,
is,
but that's kind yeah. of the point. Like,
but
it's,
no, it's yeah. not.
Do you realize okay. what you've done though?
What I do?
The chestnut checkers with the fan base. The rest of the season, people that believe you will now say, when the plays work, Jalen called them.
When
they don't, Kevin Petito called them.
But you know
them.
What?
You have destroyed the man's career in Philadelphia.
I did
it's
not
over.
Do that. This is
it's
no,
over.
This is no different than what we were thinking last year when we had Coach Goober. That was the play caller and Coach Sirianni. We were still recklessly speculating
yeah, but
about
but
who was
Goober,
calling the call.
Goober was an established coordinator.
And I think Kevin Petito is going to be fine.
But, not if people listen to you.
No,
I mean, it's over.
Well, how else do you explain the turnaround that
I
they had?
I told you they were down three scores and had a throw.
No, they had a different game.
Okay. All right, 215-592-9494. Oh, right back to your phone calls on all of this. And should the Eagles now become a pass-first team? But first, you some injury notes we got to get to. And it does affect the game in a pretty big way on Sunday. All right, let's start with the Eagles here. Hugh, it sounds like we got some corners banged up. Adoree Jackson, and I'm not sure how much a big deal that is, but he's got a groin injury. I don't know if he's going to be able to
that's
go.
That's not good as a corner.
No, but now there's also an injury to Jakorian Bennett. I think he may have gotten hurt on Jordan Davis's return because he was the guy that jumped on the holder, right, so Davis could pick the ball up. That was Bennett. So he was on the field that play, which I got to think he was healthy when the play started. Maybe he got hurt then. I don't know when he got hurt. But he's banged up, too. So we have two banged up corners, which means guess who might be up?
Kaylee.
Your guy.
Yeah. My guy.
He's been your guy since you got here.
I mean, yeah, I think he could. Yeah,
you walking back from Kaylee Ringo being your
guy?
No,
I'm saying, no. He good. Okay. He good. Not that he can get it done.
Well,
we're
going to need him. Now, here is some good news on the other side.
Yeah.
That Bucs receiving core is not going to be as dangerous as we anticipated because according to Tom Pelissero, Mike Garofalo, Mike Evans' hamstring injury is going to keep him out multiple weeks.
Yeah, Money Mike kind of banged up.
So no Mike Evans on Sunday. That's a huge deal. I mean, it is. Now, they're getting Chris Godwin back. They
and
have
worse, I think, right?
They're getting worse back.
Yeah.
So they still have some receivers. And Ibuka looks like maybe the offensive rookie of the year. But no Mike Evans is a huge part
He's
of the
best
game.
Receiver, yeah.
Yeah, no question about that.
All right. So it does give me some confidence we could hold up even though we are down a couple corners.
Yeah, but you know what? At least they're going to be the ones that are banged up for a change.
Yeah,
Last time we went without Devontae, AJ, and Lane, right?
That's always part of these Eagles-Bucks games. They're always more healthier than we are.
Yeah, we didn't have AJ for the playoff game either.
Well, Jalen had, what was it, like the broken finger in the playoff game? We're sitting up the whole thing?
Crazy.
Yeah, because he's playing in that game before it. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Matt in Germantown is up on WIP. What's up, Matt?
What's up, gentlemen? First, is my favorite barber, Kyle. You owe me an apology for dialing my gangster. Hiley Hugh, you owe me an apology for putting out this geriatric broccoli that be putting people to sleep. You owe me an apology.
Man, but it's, Joe, you owe, it's supposed to be.
Hold your gas, sir. Hold your gas. I ain't done. And diehard Joe Giglio, you owe me an apology because one of the first few times I agree with you. This is out of pocket. Like,
how about me to apologize because you agree with me? This is a new one. All right, Matt, I'm sorry. I apologize.
I appreciate you. You're such a gentleman and a scholar. I appreciate you.
I don't know about the scholar.
I like the scholar part. Cut that audio. We need to. He apologized to Matt.
For what?
He told you.
No, please.
Indigo.
What do you call it? Indigo.
The indigo.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. But that's the purpose. That was the whole premise. I apologize.
Yeah, I guess.
Why are you making fake apologies, Kyle?
Kyle, apologize to Matt. Go ahead. We all apologize.
Please, Kyle. Come on.
You know what? Shut up.
See, Kyle gonna make me apologize, but he gonna tell me shut up.
Kyle, that's not fair. Come on, Kyle. Because what did I say Friday? I said we were gonna win the game because I was gonna be there, right? And what happened?
Oh, get the hell out of here!
No, but okay, Matt. Now you have to have a come to Jesus moment. How are you feeling at the half, though?
At the half, I was perplexed, but the first thing I thought of was Home Alone 2 when Kevin had that credit card and was running up that bill in that hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, we was missing Kevin. Like it was all Kevin Petullo, and at that point in time, I think this was our, I see it at first, this is where Tom Brady and Drew Brees had a baby, and his name is Jalen Hurts, because he took over. He looked at him like Lawrence Fishburne looked at Tina Turner in that movie and said, hey, get over here, hold on. And he took everybody for that ride. You know the Lawrence Fishburne meme look.
I know, eat the cake.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, that was the eat the cake anime moment, I'm trying to tell you.
Matt, that was just so bad. That was
He was yelling. Wait, watch this. He was yelling at Kevin after they scored two times and said, get your act together. We almost there. What you doing? he fell off the left. You know what I'm saying? He had to get it together. And as you see why our finals MVP, I'm not worried. The real gauntlet of our season, I think, is we're getting through it because everything we see is winnable. It's winnable. And Jalen, we trust. I'm saying we cool, but we got to get it together. Kevin, I don't know who you need to call, Ghostbusters or somebody, but if you keep calling these plays, you feel me? You need to get sat down. There's going to be another eat the cake anime moment. That's all.
Yeah, we can't have that. All right, Matt, we appreciate the phone call.
Matt, you did wrong.
That was the best apology I ever gave. Apologizing because he agreed with me. That was easy. Yeah, I mean, Kyle wouldn't apologize. Hugh, we played a clip of him apologizing.
No, I'm saying, why are you apologizing to me because you wanted to go to sleep.
Yeah. No, I just thought it was funny that he wanted an apology from everyone on the show. You have ruined Petullo's career in Philadelphia.
No, I have not.
Hold on. If they go out on Sunday and score 40, you know we're getting the calls. That's Jalen's offense. They're going to
double down on Kevin Petullo being the play caller. This is a learning experience. Because we're here in Philly, and a lot of times when things like this happen, we always call for somebody's head.
No.
I'm not calling for his head.
But you have marginalized him.
I have not.
If your theory is true, we have evidence of three games. Two and a half games where the coordinator stunk, and another half of a game where the quarterback took over play calling. So what am I supposed to take from that?
First of all, technically, we only have one half of football where he stunk. Technically. Because.
First couple of games.
Let's be fair.
Ugh!
Let's be fair.
Come on.
Coach Petullo has two wins under his belt, whether you like the way they won or not.
Are we giving wins to coordinators now?
Well, I'm just saying, since we want to talk about I didn't cut his man parts off, he got the two wins in the first part of the season. He got the two wins the first two games of the season.
Question, who got the win for this game?
Who got the win for this game?
As the coordinator.
Don't try to paint me in a corner.
I'm just wondering.
Don't be trying to paint me
Does
in a corner.
Does Jalen get two wins, one as a quarterback, one as a coordinator?
I'm saying, listen.
How does this work?
See, what happened was this. Kevin Petullo still gets credit, but he had to take a back seat today. He had to take, well, Sunday. He took a back seat. He's going to be back in the driver's seat.
I think what you're missing about what people think, it's not they believe Hugh Douglas. They think Kevin Betula bad, Jalen good.
Yes.
All of a sudden, when things go well, Jalen good can't possibly be Kevin Betula.
See, y'all
they
like
just
to,
want to believe that it's not Kevin Betula and it is Jalen.
Like, y'all, see, it's more minutiae.
No, no, this is
you feeding it. Y'all like to simplify.
We saw this in the offseason. Hugh was leaning toward all of the Jalen crazies.
You've been radicalized.
And he's, yeah.
No,
and now he's
not
feeding into it.
I'm offended. Mm-hmm. I am offended. You guys just like to simplify stuff. It's not that simple.
The simplest thought
there
is usually
shades
right.
Shades of gray.
Nope.
When it comes to all of this.
Zero. This is like when you go to Lynn Villa Orchards, all the Jalen people are the little goats.
I love Lynn Villa Orchards.
You turned the crank and got all the little corn nuts, and now he's just
corn
feeding all the Jalen people.
Corn nuts is crazy. All no, right. It's not. It's not. It's not what it is. It's what was needed in that moment. And that was the superhero we needed in that moment.
If you were really a Petula guy, you know what spin you would have come out with this
week?
That? He figured it out. Now the coordinator.
Oh, he going to figure it out this weekend.
No, no.
Though.
But you could have come out on Monday and said he figured it out in the second half. Kevin Petula has arrived.
No.
The next great offensive line has arrived to Philadelphia.
He still has
But instead,
what?
You threw him straight in the river.
He got 14 games to go.
Not anymore.
So here's the real experiment, though. Because if they do put up a ton of offensive points, and Hugh comes out Monday, like he's saying he will, and says, that was Kevin Petullo. Everyone's going to be like, no, Hugh, that was Jalen.
Yep.
They're not riding with you. They're
riding
just riding Jaylen. Against Kevin Petullo.
No, Jalen. They're gonna
and
roll
you will
with
see.
Me because I have vision.
No.
I vibrate at a higher
Here
level.
Here we go again.
And they feel me. They understand
All right,
what I'm saying.
Let's go to Jasper in Atlanta. Let's see if he's vibing with you. What's up, Jasper?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
How's
Jasper.
This morning?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, by the way, this is Jasper from West Oak Lane, now living in Atlanta.
Okay, so from here but down there. I got you. All right, what are you thinking today?
Yeah. All right, here's what I'm thinking. We're at the same point this year as we were last year. Who's calling the plays? The coach puts in the game plan. The coordinators go out, set up the plays, and run for the coach's game plan. You get in there, we got the best running back in the NFL from last year. Let's run the ball, run the ball. The NFL... Don't let Saquon beat us. Lane Johnson can beat us. Melada can beat us. The water lady can beat us. Saquon will not beat us. Okay, they go in at halftime. Nick has a flashback to when Howie said, Sirianni, let Kevin go. Let him call the plays. Now, remember, this OC and Jalen has gone together for a long time. They know each other like a book. They work together. And if you look at, I don't know what feed you guys got. You got the local feed. I got the NFL ticket feed.
Oh, he
and
got
what
that big time feed. You seen.
Yeah, okay. That's what we do down here. So I saw the OC hold up the menu, start talking, and hold his finger on the button. He's calling the plays. Him and Jalen are working together. He said, Jalen, let's try this or this. Jalen in the hurry-up offense got choices. And here's the main thing with Jalen. When Jalen was – first started playing college football, Nick Saban said something that resonated with me for years. Jalen does what we ask Jalen to do. Jalen is a field general. He runs the field. He runs the team. The whole team is behind him. And you know what the key is? When at the end of the interview with Pam Oliver, Pam Oliver said, I believe you, and that's strong. And that's all I have to say. I'll listen to what you guys have to say.
Good phone call, Jasper.
Yeah, but thanks for letting me speak. And fly, Eagles, fly.
You got it,
I'm
buddy.
I'm thinking about going to the San Diego game. My nephew is out there now, so I don't know.
Ooh, that's a big one. The Chargers, yeah.
Oh, L.A.
Right in the beginning of December.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Don't go to San Diego, Jasper.
Yeah, you got to go to Los Angeles.
Game,
yeah. You got to go to the Coliseum. Not the Coliseum. What are they called now? SoFi?
SoFi.
Yeah, Jasper, good phone call. That'd
they
be a big
that's
game.
Weird. They say it's like you go down. To
yeah, the Super Bowl was there a few years ago. Yeah, and I think it's there next year again. Santa Clara this year, L.A. a year from now. Say maybe you need the Sunday ticket feed like Jasper. He saw it. He saw the coordinator calling the place, and he sends it into Jalen, and then Jalen sees what he sees, the line, and makes checks.
Yeah, if we're finding out that your vision has line of sight issues, and you're not really getting the whole picture.
Window dressing.
Window dressing, right.
Just like y'all sit here and believe that Coach Sirianni tell y'all everything – and y'all take it for the gospel in the press conference.
Yeah, that's right. That's all we do all the time.
Head coaches lie all the time.
All the time.
But if
I'm not calling Coach Sirianni a liar. He's just not telling you the whole truth.
Can I ask you a question on
this?
Yes. Let's just go for a second and play off your idea. This is right. How long until someone who covers the team, because this team is covered like the White House around here, okay, how long until someone uncovers that you're right on this?
Nobody's going to find out.
Oh, baloney. Baloney.
Nobody's going to find out.
There's loose slips down there every year when something
goes
wrong.
That's disrespectful to the Bulldog, Dave Uram.
Oh, Dave Uram will get he's going to be bottom of this.
He's a dogged reporter.
Our very own Elliot is on the case.
Eagles insider. Actually, I would say, and look, it's their award. I would just say, if Hugh's right, the insider that comes up with.
It goes to you.
Yeah. Wow. Are you trying to win Eagles Insider of the Year? Is that what this is?
I mean, if that was to happen, then I would wear it. I would put it on the chain, though.
Well, Elliot has that.
I would definitely put it on the chain because, you know, I've been hollering at them folks from Cozy. They about to hook your boy up.
They
about to hook me up.
I would say it's going to be an uphill climb for you because Hugh Douglas, Ike Reese yesterday, was adamant that you were wrong about the play call.
I don't care what Ike talking about.
Well, I'm just telling you what he said. He said you were nuts.
Ike don't know what he don't see what I see. Ike ain't vibrating on this level that I'm vibrating on right now.
Mm-hmm. That's strong.
It is. It's the truth.
Did the theory cross anyone's mind that the same play caller called plays both halves, Jalen just played better?
No, that ain't what it was.
Okay,
I just wanted to make sure.
Suggest that he ever didn't play well.
I just wanted to ask if anyone thought about that.
On this radio station?
Anyone thought about that possibility?
You know what? That's not bad.
Okay. I just was wondering if anyone thought about that one.
You know what? Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. I got you. All right.
Maybe somebody got slapped.
Yeah. Bam! Pow! Cowboy Jim up with us. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Is today a bizarro day? Charger Aaron leading off. Kyle is nice.
It's the rapture.
What kind of world do we live in? What's going on here?
Yeah, it's supposed to be the rapture
it's
today.
It's not the rapture today.
Well, that's what I was told. The internet told me today was the rapture.
Oh, the internet told you.
The internet
told me today was the rapture. What?
Hugh, I need your advice.
What you got? I got you.
You were on that Jets team in 96, 1-15. So I kind of see the Cowboys winning one game this year. So how am I going to get through this season? Tell me.
You do pick good bourbon. That helps.
Well, I do.
I got some broccoli I might want you to try when you come to New Jersey. Like, holler at your boy.
Hey, you were very busy last night. I was there last night at Chicky and Pete's. You were very busy on the phone last night. Were you swiping for fantasy football or swiping for just
No,
fantasy?
I was looking to see what time the rapture was coming, and I had my daughters with me last night. So we were hanging out.
Your excuse is you were busy looking to see what time the rapture was coming.
No, seriously.
Does the time really matter, honest? Like, if it's coming,
all jokes
it's coming.
Aside, like, there was a lot of talk yesterday about the rapture.
I saw it.
And so I'm trying to figure out, because one
what
lady
do you
said.
Mean there was a lot of talk about the rapture.
There was a lot of talk about the rapture.
That the rapture was going to be today.
The rapture was coming today.
You guys got to get off the internet.
The difference is I just dismissed it and moved on like any normal person should. He was checking to see what time it's coming.
No, because this lady said.
I just searched it, the rapture.
She said she called off work so she could be at home with her kids for the rapture. Like, she said that. So I was like, well, damn, didn't nobody tell me what time the rapture was, so. After I get off of work, I need to get home.
Isn't the point of it that nobody knows?
So a South African pastor predicted that today's the one?
Yeah, today's the rapture.
Yeah. Well, hold on. He said it's going to happen on September 23rd or 24th. You can't hedge on a prediction like that. You got to give me a
You got to give us some time to get ready.
It went viral on TikTok. Of course, that's where all the biggest world news you're going to get from. All right, Cowboy Jim. The Cowboys stink, man.
What you got, Cowboy Jim?
You know what? I don't even care anymore. Yeah.
Well, so the advice is to drink and wait for the rapture.
Because today the last day anyway.
How about pick a new team, Cowboy Jim? All right, we're done with that. He wants me to feel bad the Cowboys are bad. I tried to tell him in the summer. He didn't listen to me. Cowboys.
At least we got our Super Bowl in before the rapture.
Yeah.
Nobody else is going to get a chance.
And you know what we are?
We're going to be the last Super Bowl champions on Earth?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
But I was looking for it October.
That
Phils.
Means we're Super Bowl champs in perpetuity.
Yeah, the only problem is no one remembers it because
we all going to the upper room today. We all going to the upper room.
But is it today or tomorrow? You can't tell me 23rd or 24th. You can't do that. You got to tell me the day.
We all going to the upper room. That's why for all y'all, and you people, all y'all that made fun of me talking about I'm going, y'all coming with me. we all going to the upper room today.
Putting myself in the shoes of a listener. Let me tune in today. What are they talking about?
The upper room.
Hugh Douglas, conspiracy theorist, and the rapture? It's all over?
We have the ball host.
Oh, that's true.
Man, yeah, I'm going to play this on my way home, too. Yeah. Just in case it happens when I'm on my drive.
He's going to have his windows down.
Like, what was that pig on that commercial?
People are going to be like, what is that guy?
This is it, people.
You know someone's looking at it like, that can't be Hugh Douglas, right? That can't be the former Eagle.
What the hell is wrong with that guy? I knew he was an idiot.
It just can't be him.
I need to go ahead and change my dentist appointment then, huh? Be like, Doc, I ain't coming. It's a wrap.
Yeah, I would say if the Raptors come in, there's no reason to go to the dentist.
Just let you push
that appointment back. Frankie in Roxburgh. What's up, Frankie?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Frankie, it's been a while. How you been?
What's up?
I just had hip surgery Monday.
Okay. Oh. How'd it go?
It went good. It was terrible, but I woke up this morning like I was reborn.
Oh, good. What kind of recovery you got here, Frankie? A few weeks? Months?
I'll tell you the truth, Joe. I'm on the road already.
Oh, good. That's great news. You're back on your feet in no time. All right, Frankie. So I'm happy to hear the surgery went well. What are we thinking on the Birds?
I don't care how they win, Joe. I really don't. Just win. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. And I think he should just, whenever he wants to, just throw the ball to AJ.
There we go. I like that. You know what? Screw the game plan. Throw the ball to AJ.
He's open.
It usually works. I mean, it's usually
pretty
successful.
He's always open.
That's what his nickname is, yeah.
Joe, even if he's covered?
He's open.
It doesn't matter, right?
Don't matter.
Someone needs to tell Kevin Petullo this. That's the problem. He didn't know that for the first couple weeks.
You two, I want to invite you guys to dinner one night.
Oh, we'd love to come to dinner.
Wait a minute, what you cooking, though, Frank?
What do we have? Can Kyle come, too?
What's your favorite? Tell me.
Oh, Hugh, what do you want?
Food.
No, come on.
Give him a meal.
Okay, like, I like chicken and dumplings, but that's kind of, like, Frankie, you seem like you're going to cook chicken and dumplings,
dude.
Why not? Have you heard this,
no,
man?
You know, when I was on a night, Frank used to call me while he was cooking.
Yeah, it was like the veal, like the
broccoli,
gravy.
Frankie can make a mean gravy, if I know Frankie.
Okay, we're going to go eat an Italian then. I'm cool with that. Yeah, I'm cool. You asked, but that's why I said food.
One shrimp al diablo with linguine.
That sounds hot, Frankie.
A little spicy. Yeah.
Hey, Frankie, I'm too old to be eating spicy food, dog. For real. Hey, Frankie, I've got heartburn.
I got a special dessert for you. I made some really good brownies.
Brownies? Ooh.
Yes, really good fucking brownies.
Oh, no, yeah, we got to dump that, Frankie.
Frankie, love you, buddy, but no.
I think I'm starting to be pigeonholed.
Well, how'd that happen?
Yeah, because I think me and Frankie was on the same frequency with the brownies.
Yeah, he may have had a few brownies before he called in. That's the problem. It's only 12:20. Man.
But when you describe him like that,
Frankie.
But when you describe him like that, that makes me want to try him even more.
Yeah, I didn't expect. I mean, sometimes you could feel it coming. I didn't see that one coming.
We hung up on Frankie.
We had to. Yeah.
That was a vicious
say goodbye.
Hey, next, call us tomorrow, Frankie, because we had to get rid of you today.
All right. Speaking of great food, not Frankie's, you know, we got to thank you. We got to thank Wilson Secret Sauce.
Yes.
They came in today.
Yeah, that sauce was banging too, man.
The sauce was incredible. I had a vegan cheesesteak. It was awesome. What'd you have?
I had the pulled pork.
Was it good?
Oh, man. I had the sauce. You know, because I did it. I put the sauce on the bottom and then on the top. And I had it, and it was really tasty.
Check them out. Wilson's Secret Sauce in Upper Darby. Great, great food there. All right, coming back. All your phone calls on the office. Should they become a pass-first team now? And we'll get Ross Tucker's thoughts on the win, the Bucks on Sunday, Hugh's conspiracy theory. I mean, Ross Tucker was an offensive player. He knows how this thing works. Does Hugh's conspiracy theory have merit? We'll ask Ross Tucker next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, football brings out all type of emotions. That's why we love the game as much as we do. But that feeling you get when your bet doesn't hit, oh, man, that feeling hurts. I don't know what that feels like, though, because I've been killing my bets lately. That feeling is a thing of the past with Game Day Guarantee, though, from Fanatics Sportsbook. Here's how it works. Every single game, 9 until October, new customers get up to $100 back with Fad Cash. If your football bet loses, that's guaranteed. And now, additionally, new customers can also bet $10 to get $100 in Fad Cash. Think about it. If you're betting with Fanatics, you're either winning or you're winning money back in FanCash. FanCash that can be used for anything in Fanatics universe like apparel, tickets, bonus bets, and more. Why risk your bets with another sportsbook when you can switch to a sure thing every single game day until October? Guaranteed. Your old sportsbook, they're out at the end of the season. Fanatics Sportsbook has your back Go check it out for yourself. Download the app today. Fanatics Sportsbooks. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. Is this about the Eagles offense? Are they back in town? Are we back? It looked that way in the second half. It felt that way when they started throwing that football in the second half. All right, let's talk about it all. A ridiculous comeback by the Philadelphia Eagles. One of the best in franchise history. What does it mean? And how the heck did that happen? Ross Tucker, he joins us every Tuesday. You could follow him on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. All right, Ross, how are we doing today?
Ross. I am doing fantastic, Joe. How are you doing? How are you guys doing?
Well, we're great, especially after the second half. I was not doing great at halftime of that game, Ross. I was like, oh, no, this is, I haven't seen this in years. And then they got up off the mat with an incredible comeback. Ross, take us through your thoughts watching how the Eagles pulled that off on Sunday, because at one point, down 19, it looked like they were about to have their first big loss in a very long time.
Well, so this is an interesting one. This is the first game this year where, unfortunately, I couldn't watch them live because it was the same time as my game, right? So I was doing Titans-Colts for CBS. So what's funny is, you know, during commercial breaks or whatever, I'll check my phone, and I'm convinced it could be a good article or a good show if we just showed my high school friend's text thread. I mean, the amount of texts I had in my phone, guys, of people that wanted Petullo fired and how pathetic this is and blah, blah, blah. And then to see the text at the end, and I had one of them was there and took a video. It was remarkable. So then while I'm flying back from Nashville, then I'm able to watch the whole game. So I kind of knew, you know, on some level what had happened. You know, even my wife and daughters were going crazy when Jordan blocked the kick and returned it, and they were telling me about it. So I had a little bit of a different perspective, I guess, Joe. It's kind of fun, by the way, to watch when the Eagles are down like that, if you know they're going to come back and win. But it was stunning, absolutely stunning. I'll say this. I thought they were fortunate that the Rams didn't take better advantage of their opportunities in the first half. I did not think it was Sean McVay's best performance. But, you know, the things that were so encouraging is Jordan Davis again. Joe, Hugh, I got to tell you guys, right? I don't remember if you guys asked me or not in the offseason. I was pretty skeptical when they picked up his fifth-year option. Mm. I would not have done that, I don't think. I guess I'm conservative in nature, and he had not shown me enough through 3 years to guarantee him $12 million 2 years from now, you know, next year in year five. My thought would have been, hey, if he has a good year this year, then we'll give him a new contract during the season or after the season. But I'm not going to guarantee a guy that's done so little $12 million in 2026. Boy, was I wrong. I mean, I don't know what Howie knew that I didn't know, but this is by far the best that guy has ever played. Bond is still a star, and I know Hughes' conspiracy theory or whatever. I guess what I would say is I just don't understand why they love so many of these multiple tight end sets. I really didn't understand it the week when Goddard was out. But even with Goddard back, I don't understand. It's like they prefer Calcaterra out there over Jahan Dotson, and I disagree. And I'll tell you this, okay? I can speak to this from experience, Joe. The less tight ends, the better in terms of blocking, right? You know, like I can't tell you how many times on teams I was on, we would run the ball, and the O-line would all do our job, and the tight end would get their you-know-what kicked by a guy like Hugh, and that's why the running play didn't work. So it's bizarre to me. I would love to hear the guys explain to me why they do play Calcaterra or the second tight end so much. I think they're much better off spreading the defense out more, getting Dotson out there. You give Hurts another quick answer, but also it lightens the box. There's one less guy in the middle for when you do run it. So let's hope that the transition from them being heavy 12 and 13 personnel, which for those of you that have no idea, that just means two and three tight ends with the one back. Let's hope they transition to more 11 personnel like they did in the second half, which is just one tight end. It seems like it's pretty clearly their best personnel grouping.
No question. The more spread out, and Jalen had more room to operate. The whole offense had more room to operate. Quickly on the Davis point, yeah, I was with you, Ross, and Howie may have saved himself having to give out a $100 million contract in March to keep Jordan Davis, because if he was a free agent, he may have been playing himself to a huge dollar amount next offseason. So that's out. He's here at least for next year. We'll see after that. But, Ross, offensively, when you watched it in the second half, besides the formational change, what changed? Because, you know, we have Hugh's theory that Petullo was stripped of play calling. We have the theory that, hey, the Eagles just had to throw, so they had no choice, and they gave the ball to Jalen and said, let's cook. They remembered AJ was there. Like, what did you notice? Did the Rams play differently? Was it all the Eagles? What happened as they went from no offense to unstoppable in the second half?
Well, I think it is a little combination of all of those things. You know, certainly if you're the Rams, I think that interesting thing is I didn't notice that it was like a lot more zone coverage, because it felt like on those plays where A.J. Brown was just deboing that dude that they were still in man coverage. So I don't, you know, because typically what happens is when a team has a 3-score lead like that, they start to play a lot more, we'll call it shell or cloud coverage.
Yeah, umbrella,
which just means
on the back
yeah,
end.
two deep guys, four deep guys, whatever, right, to not let anything over the top. And then what happens, Joe, is you complete a ton of passes underneath. The offense moves the ball well. You get down the red zone. A lot of times maybe you settle for a field goal or not. At the end of the game, the quarterback stats look pretty awesome, and you're like, why didn't they do that the whole game? Well, they didn't do it the whole game is because the defense wasn't playing soft zone the whole game. I don't know that was the case with the Rams. The most encouraging thing from the game, I would say, is that that's the best A.J. Brown has looked this year. You know, I'd seen some tape of people putting out where they were kind of questioning, you know, whether or not he was 100% healthy. Man, he looked awesome in that game, the way he took over physically. You know, I say this all the time. Is there another receiver in the league built like him? I mean, he's 6'1", 230. 6'1", 230 is that is like the power running backs that we watched when we were in the 90s. You know what I mean? Like, that's a thick, powerful body. And they're going to put Emmanuel Forbes on him, who weighs like a 165. That's exactly what that should look like. It should look like AJ catching it and then manhandling a guy that he has 65 pounds on.
Ross, let's spin this forward. Sunday at the Bucks. A lot of discussion now. Should this be the offense? Should they flip this thing and throw it more? First few games, it feels like teams are selling out to stop the run. The box is heavy. You mentioned the tight ends. Maybe they can kind of free it up by throwing more early, but that hasn't been their MO for over a year now. Ross, in terms of the philosophy moving forward, do we think it changed because of Sunday, or was that a one-off?
I'd like to think that it changed to the point. Now, listen, this is all defense dependent. This is all game plan dependent. What the opposition's doing, obviously. I think most people are smart enough, especially in Philly, to realize that. But let's just say, I hope, we can talk about, people are going to talk about run-pass ratio. A lot of that is, you know, dependent on the script, the game script. Let's all just root for more 11 personnel. Right, the more Jahan Dotson or Darius Cooper or anybody, the more they have a third receiver out there, the better I'll feel, because it gives Hurts another answer quickly in the passing game, and it should actually open up lanes. I wouldn't be surprised, Joe, if they go more 11 personnel and then Saquon goes off, right, where it's more spread out, more receivers, but then the defense gets worried about that and Saquon goes off. Remember, this is a Bucs team, okay, that has embarrassed the Eagles the last two times they played. They played twice in 2024. Once in the playoffs last January or the January before, whatever, and then once last year. The Bucs won by 3 scores both times. The Eagles kind of owe these guys one. Todd Bowles thinks he has Jalen Hurts' number, and maybe he does. I'm really hoping... You know, I know a couple of Bucs fans, and they bring it up all the time. I'm like, well, why don't you guys go ahead and win something then? But I'm really hoping the Eagles can take care of business here so that the Bucs can't think they have this, like, magic voodoo doll on Hurts, Sirianni, and the Eagles.
Ross, last one for you. I know it's early, but, you know, watching the first few weeks of the season, Eagles go to Kansas City and win. Last night, Detroit walks into Baltimore and pushes them around. There's been this feeling that the AFC, because they have the great quarterbacks, like, that's the conference. Ross, it feels to me like the NFC is better than the AFC. The AFC has Josh Allen and Mahomes and obviously Burrow's hurt and Herbert and Lamar. But it feels to me like the NFC is the stronger conference. Would you agree?
I'm not sure about that. I know people are saying that right now, Joe. But first of all, I think the Chargers and Colts are both legitimately good. You know, they're both undefeated. I did the Colts Sunday. They look really good.
Is this Daniel Jones thing for real?
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely is. And the Giants, this might be as embarrassing as the Giants' record's been in recent years. How do you let your star running back go and he becomes the offensive player of the year in the league, and then you let your quarterback go? I mean, Daniel Jones right now would be the offensive player of the year in the league. Now, there's a long way to go, but it's such a bad look for the Giants that – their two foundational skill guys that they moved on from are both like stars in the other team that they go to. And I still believe, listen, I know they're 1-2, but I think the Ravens are really good still. I think the Chiefs will absolutely be in this thing until the end. I think the Broncos at 1-2 are still pretty good. Meanwhile, in the NFC, you know, Bosa is like a player you can't lose for the Niners. Like, there's certain guys you can get by with. You can't get by losing your best defensive player. Like, your only known pass rusher like that. They might still have a good year, but they're not going to the Super Bowl now. And then these other teams, I don't know. I mean, the Vikings, the Packers just lost to the Browns. So I know that's the theory right now, Joe. I'm going to disagree. I'm going to still say AFC.
It's going to be fun to watch as it plays out, and that is a huge loss for the Niners with Bosa. Ross, we appreciate it as always. Have a great week, and we'll talk next time.
Have a good
Sounds
one.
Great. See you guys.
There he goes, Ross Tucker there, who joins us every Tuesday. Did you hear what he said there at the end? What's Daniel that? Jones, Offensive Player of the Year?
Yeah, I kind of said. I didn't go that far to say it, but I did say he was.
Who had that for Guess the Takes Friday? None of us.
No, that would have been a good one to have. My goodness.
I mean, hold on. OPOY, though. Well, I was going to say, might as well just give him the MVP.
Yeah, I might just check the odds on that one while we're talking here. Man, see if I can make a few bucks on that.
Yeah, that might be a nice little bet.
Yeah, I mean, before the season, it was probably like 300 to 1. I don't know what it is right now. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, Marple Mac in Malvern wants to talk about the Rapture, and this is your fault, Hugh Douglas. Marple Mac, how we doing?
Pretty good. Actually, Hugh Douglas was right when he said, no man knoweth the hour. That's actually right. Jesus said that. So it's real simple, and I'm not a great theologian. If you take when Jesus said that, and then you look at Hebrews 13:8, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, when did he say it? Yesterday. So how can these pastors or theologians with those two verses come out and say they know? Ridiculous.
I don't know much, but I agree with that. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't think today's the day, Marple Mac. It doesn't feel like it to me.
No. And the reason why he didn't tell us when is because if everybody knew when, well, I better start going to church and getting right. Well, he doesn't want us to know because he wants us to live for him now.
Of course, yeah. I mean, that's what I tell Hugh every day. He doesn't listen to me.
Thanks, guys, for letting me share that. And you have a great day.
You got it, Marple Mac. Appreciate it. That's on you.
What do you mean? He's living his truth.
Well, that's a step up from that.
Living his truth.
That's a step up from the last call with you and Marble Mac.
Well, I mean, you know, he was talking to Joe, so we're all inclusive here. We allow everybody to have a safe space.
You guys had a little bit of a spat.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm not mad at it.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got Floodlight Cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
He has a safe space here.
You just thought you could bring up the rapture and no one would want to talk
about
it.
Well, I'm just saying, I was told the rapture was today. That's all. And I was just, I mean, I'm not, you know, it's a little bit too late to be trying to get prepared for it. I just need to know how I'm going to move as far as tomorrow's concerned.
Yeah, you know what the worst part when I see Hugh is right on the board? I don't know if people are talking about the Eagles, the coordinator,
or the rapture.
I need less Hugh is right. Brian in the Northeast thinks Hugh was right about something. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey,
what's up, Brian?
What's up?
Hey, what's going on? I just got to say, Hugh, live your truth,
I'm living my truth.
And away we go.
Truth,
there it is.
Living my truth.
What truth are we talking about? The rapture, the coordinator? What are we doing?
The coordinator.
Okay.
Yeah. Nah, I'm joking. But in all seriousness, we don't know if it was Jalen or if that was the original play call. I feel as though, like, people think, like, maybe Jalen did change up the play because we've seen that he called an audible at the line.
Right.
So maybe we might think, like, you know, maybe Jalen is calling the shots on his own. But we don't know. I mean, the only people that will know is Jalen and the people on the sideline. But I think the Eagles will do well in the season. I think, you know, as the time goes by, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We always figure it out.
Well, that's the one thing about them for a long time is that no matter how it looks, they end up winning the game, which is amazing because they've won in a million different ways the last year. Brian, we appreciate the phone call.
Did we get anywhere with that call?
Well, he wants
nobody
you to,
actually knows who was calling the plays.
He wants you to live his truth.
The Eagles will be okay, probably.
You feel good after that?
Yeah, I feel great. I feel great for both of those calls, Marple Mack and the other guy. They listening. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm getting through to people. I mean, third eye. I'm working overtime today. I feel good.
All right. Okay.
You feel good?
I feel awesome.
Poisoning the minds of the fan base.
Poison.
Yeah. What is this? Andy in Westchester. Apparently, is Chris from Chris trying to trade Cam Scataboo after that nonsense call yesterday? What's up, Andy?
Yeah. Figured out why he was trying to hype him up so he could trade him.
Oh, this is a real Hugh Douglas move. Trying to trick people. Yep.
Wait, what do you mean? Also, I just figured out. You know why you know it's not the rapture?
Why?
Hugh's not making sense yet.
Yeah, that could be.
I feel attacked.
You should be.
I'm feeling attacked.
Yeah, I get a message today, and I look, and I see Scataboo for who was it? I don't remember. Just ignored it and kept moving on because I'm driving.
You know, as I look now, I think I also have a Cam Scataboo trade offer from Chris.
People getting rid of Scataboo?
No, it's Chris. He tried to hype him up on the radio just to trade him to all of us.
Okay, gotcha.
I do.
Gotcha.
I do. I have a trade request here. No, we're not doing that
one. I'm a phantom again.
Nope, yeah. He's going to have to hear about that one. Yeah, he's trying to get Trey McBride. No, we're not doing that. Nope, not happening.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Andy. Should they be a pass first team?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of a no-brainer at this point. Not that I think they should abandon the run, but obviously people are ready for him to be a run-first team, so you've got to start at least throwing the ball, coming out of the gate so that they can set up the run. It's not like it's a new concept.
No, it's not, and it's the give and take, right? Like if they are selling out to stop the run, you got to throw it. Andy, we appreciate the phone call. I guess when I think of pass first, it's like becomes the identity. Last year they were run first. They were a running football team last year.
No, I think when I say it has to be more of a threat. And if that means starting the game throwing the ball, then that's what it needs to be because you need to loosen up that defense so that you can allow Saquon to do some of the things that he's been able to do.
Yeah, I do wonder how – and I think Sirianni spoke to this when he was on with the morning show talking about the players. Like, remember Joe brought up the part of the cut with Jalen and Pam Oliver? And then Sirianni said to them
– You took part of the cut. You didn't play the whole thing.
Right. The other part that I think Jalen was referencing was we did that to ourselves.
Yes.
And I wonder how much early in these games is – like, it's a pass play, right? Like, they call some pass plays in the first half of games. Does Jalen need to let it rip? You know what I mean? Like, how much of it is the play calling is stunk maybe early in games versus there's a pass play called and Jalen isn't airing it out versus the second half?
It's probably a little bit of all of that.
Because in the second half, he played like with a sense of urgency, right? Like, they had.
He played loose.
And obviously
he didn't play tight.
They had no time to waste. Like, he had to move them down the field on every possession. There were no possessions you could waste. I think part of it, too, is when they do call pass plays, whether or not it's 50-50 or 60-40, the ratio on Sunday, he's got to let it rip early because, you know, that will help back the defense off, too. Herb in the Northeast is in the hospital. Herb.
Yeah, what's happening?
Herb, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm up here at Doylestown Hospital yesterday and today. But
you all right? What's going on?
No, it's my friend. Oh. She had catheterization, and she's got some other things.
Okay, well, we wish her the best. We wish her the best, yeah.
Okay.
Are you keeping her company?
Anyway,
because
I'm a friend, a very special friend of the family. So.
Okay, well, that's nice of you, Herb. Yeah.
Anyway, I couldn't call yesterday. And I tried to call this morning. I was driving up here, you know, to Doylestown Hospital. So I told you guys last week about that Goddard had to get in, and we needed a tight end to go down the field.
Okay? You called that, and then the first touchdown, boom.
Either you or his name, okay? I've been saying
the other
we
guy.
Need a legitimate tight end, okay? I'm going to talk about a few other things, okay? Tempo and no huddle.
You writing this down here? Tight ends, tempo, no huddle.
They were just laying around. First of all, they had some bad field position.
Yes.
Okay, three of the kicks, them guys fumbled. You can't fumble those balls.
What was that with Mechie and Bigsby? Catch the ball.
New guys.
We claimed someone yesterday. Maybe he's going to
do that. We got to get somebody that can handle it.
Well, they did. They claimed someone. What was his name? Gibson? Xavier? I think that guy.
So.
This call could have waited.
Let me walk. She's having a colonoscopy tomorrow.
That's a whole lot.
Got some blood.
A whole lot of
blood
detail.
Okay. We hope everything goes
well. She's 81 years old.
Wow.
So anyway,
could have called us tomorrow.
The issue is did you watch the game? I only watched the first half yesterday. Last night,
yeah, it was a good game. A good game. Lions run that ball.
Triple formation.
Did you see this one? He was talking about.
Yeah, I watched with my daughters.
Three. You had one, two, three backs. One went to the left. The other one went to the right. What I'm telling you is, these teams that because we ran the ball a lot and he got over 2,000 yards last year. Everybody's bringing 5 and 6 up in the box, and they couldn't figure this out. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and the Tampa's going to do the same thing.
So you want to air it out?
Tampa,
you want to air it out on Sunday?
So
throw the ball.
Well, yeah, you got it.
You got it.
I mean, they got to figure this out because we've looked bad.
Herb, what do you think of Hugh's theory that they took away play calling from Petullo? Jalen Hurts was calling the plays in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that Jalen Hurts is capable of calling his own plays.
You got Herb buying in.
Okay, so you're giving a guy $50 million, okay, he should be able to know who he wants to go to, this and that.
Of course.
But the problem is, okay, also, is you got to have the right, okay, you got to have the right personnel in the game, okay? I want to see the fullback. I want to see a guy blocking, okay? And I want to see the ball.
I'm kind of done with the fullback, Herb. I know you're a fullback.
I don't want to run straight up the middle dives. I want to see sweeps left or right, okay, when they run the ball. And I want to see the guard coming out and pulling and bang, bang, hitting that linebacker and knocking them right down on the – knock them right to the ground.
Okay, so we got – you take all those notes, Hugh?
Mm-mm.
No.
But I hear what he's talking about.
Yeah, the guard. You got to pull the guard, yeah.
The passing game opens up the ground game.
That's what we need to do. All right, Herb, we appreciate you. Good luck with everything. Hope your friend is going to be okay there and gets in good health very quickly. So Herb from the hospital. Marple Mack, Herb from the hospital, all in the same hour.
Herb gave us a lot of information that we really didn't need.
Well,
I hope she does better.
We wish the best.
That whole catheter thing, that kind of... kind of blew my mind.
He just was giving
bit.
You a little detail.
Calls about triple option and tempo. Cannot wait.
No, when you got to take, you got to take.
You're talking about the catheter thing.
Yeah.
I ain't even know all that.
215-592-9494. All right, NFL updates to get to. We got a quarterback benched in the NFL and a major update for an Eagles draft compensation pick next year. We'll get to all that. Plus, kiss the baby. You know the game we play, trying to create a perfect playoff field. You guys play along with us. There is a listener team to be part of it. 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258 to hop in right now. Caller number one, you will make the pick for the listeners. We eliminate another team from postseason contention each week. We'll give you all the details when you call in. 215-988-1258. Caller number one to play Kiss the Baby on the other side. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casinos getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get 300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5. If it wins, you'll unlock 300 bucks in bonus bets. Use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines. Whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.